I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
Since the effective date of the ERPO laws, or Extreme Risk Protection Orders, became effective, which was February 13th. There have been 35 times that we are aware that ERPOs have been issued by courts and executed throughout Michigan. The vast majority of those were initiated by either the police or mental health professionals, and then the smaller amount by family members.
And in your opinion, how do you think it's going so far?
So the reports that we've gotten at our association, that of all the executed orders that have taken place, there have been no resistance to them. There have been no use of forces or such. Everything has pretty much gone smoothly with no issues. Probably the biggest issue, if there is any, that's taken place has been with the flow of the paperwork and the obtaining it as such. But the execution of the orders have gone smoothly.
And so I read before they kind of went into effect that there was a couple of counties in Michigan who said they weren't going to opt out of the gun laws, whether that be safe storage, red flag, no matter what. Is there anything you can do about that? Have you run into any situations in those counties? I believe one was Ottawa, the other was Livingston.
Right. We're the Michigan Association of Chiefs of Police, and those particular county sheriffs or such, there's a sheriff's association that they're a member of. So it's difficult. Let me answer it this way. I'm not aware of any of our counties or any of our cities that are not executing these warrants. I did see those news reports before myself. However, I'm not aware of any of those counties or sheriff's offices not executing the orders.
And then for kind of people who don't know, can you explain what happens when there's a red flag report, just from when there's the report to really what happens after?
Right. So if a family member or if a mental health professional or the police become aware of somebody that's an immediate threat to either themselves or the public using a firearm, then there's a procedure that they go through at their local circuit court to apply for an extreme risk protection order. And then if that order is granted by the court, then depending upon whether it was sought by a family member or depending whether it was sought by a police agency or mental health professional, they're executed. If it's a immediate threat where the police have applied for it or a mental health professional, then they get that order and they can immediately seize the firearms. If the extreme risk protection order is applied for by a family member or somebody that's connected directly with the person that's a threat, then the order is served and the person has 24 hours to turn their guns either into the police agency or a FFL, Federal Firearms Licensed Dealer, for safe storage.
And if they don't, if they decide not to turn their guns in, is there anything that happens?
Yes, if the person didn't turn their guns in, they could be subject to criminal charges and also a seizure by a search warrant where the police actually would go in and look for those firearms. But our experience has been so far in Michigan, everybody has complied with the order. That would be the last step or the extreme step. But hopefully everybody will go ahead, turn in their firearms when the rare case that one of those orders are issued, and then they would proceed to challenge that seizure, if you would, through the court system. Because built into the law is the ability for somebody who a ERPO has been issued against to fight that or object to that order and potentially get it overturned.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you've run into any cases where people have gotten their guns back or that they've kind of protested this law.
Right. So at this point in time, no, but understand the law has just been in effect for 2 months. So we're still in the process of evaluating how this is going to work out, because as far as laws go, this is a relatively new law, just about 2 months old. And we're not really aware yet of anybody that has protested that. But again, it's so early in the process. Time will tell on that.
Because it's so early, do you see anything that that you would change immediately, maybe tweak the law a little bit, or really is it just working how it was supposed to?
I think we're in the evaluation stage right now. I would imagine there will probably be some tweaks, recommendations that we go back to the legislators and say, this would work better if you did this or if you did that. There's some clarification that probably needs to be done on who has jurisdiction to seize the weapons, whether it has to just be the agencies that listed or whether other agencies can become involved. But as it stands right now, everything's working pretty smoothly.
That sounds great. Bob, did you have anything else that you wanted to add that might be interesting to our listeners that we didn't talk about?
Again, like I was saying, it's so early in the whole process, but the big thing is that everything has gone as far as no resistance on either end. There's been no violence surrounding it at all, which is good and what we hoped for. We were also a little bit surprised at how many orders there were compared to what other states had done and what our expectations were. I think we were surprised that the amount of times that it's used. But again, apparently it's doing what it needs to do, because we're, again, seeing compliance and weapons being taken from somebody who's either a danger to society or a danger to themselves.
And I just have one more question. I know you said you didn't know anything about the specific cases, but do you know if these the red flag orders have been called in by all family members, or do you not know that?
No, the thing I was trying to say, the majority of them, more than half of them, have been obtained by police and or mental health professionals. So less than half of them have been obtained by family members.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.